Welcome to the InventionIt podcast, where we explore the world of intellectual property and innovation. I'm Sarah Michaels, and today's topic is quite interesting. Utility patent drawings in the United States and Canada, with a focus on USTO patent drawings. A prominent visitor has joined me, an authority in patent law and a seasoned professional in patent illustration. Please welcome Michael Johnson.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Michael, before we get into the technicalities, could you maybe explain what utility patent drawings are and how they are used in the patent application process?
Of course, Sarah. Utility patent drawings, often called patent illustrations, are graphic representations of inventions that accompany patent applications. These drawings are essential for explaining the invention's characteristics, functioning, and structure to patent examiners during the examination process. They say, "A picture is worth a thousand words," and in the case of patents, this could not be more true. Clear and precise patent drawings can make or break a patent application since they help to understand the invention and its technical elements.
That is fascinating, Dr. Johnson. So when it comes to getting utility patents in the United States and Canada, what are some crucial features that inventors must consider while creating patent drawings?
When it comes to utility patents, the USTO United States Patent and Trademark Office and the Canadian Intellectual Property Office have certain standards for patent drawings. In the United States, patent drawings must follow the USTO's requirements stated in the Manual of Patent Examining Procedure. These requirements specify size, margins, numbering, and even the sort of lines used in the drawings. Inventors must follow these recommendations to guarantee that their patent applications are not rejected on formal grounds.
That's certainly worth noting. Is there any difference between the standards for patent drawings in the United States and Canada?
Yes, there are some distinctions. While the underlying principles of clarity and correctness remain unchanged, the specific standards differ slightly between the USTO and SIPO. For example, formatting and labeling conventions may vary slightly. Additionally, perspective views may be more common in US patent drawings than in Canadian ones. Inventors must speak with a patent practitioner who is familiar with the requirements of both jurisdictions to achieve compliance.
Thank you for clarifying, Dr. Johnson. Now, let's look at how to create utility patent drawings. What are some effective practices that innovators should employ to ensure that their designs match the required standards?
One of the most important parts of producing utility patent drawings is accuracy. The drawings must precisely portray the innovation in detail, with no possibility for ambiguity or misinterpretation. Inventors should collaborate closely with a qualified patent illustrator who knows the technical features of their innovation and can translate them into clear, precise drawings. Furthermore, strict adherence to the patent office's requirements is required. Any divergence from these rules may cause delays or even rejection of the patent application.
Absolutely. Attention to detail is critical in this procedure. Now, Dr. Johnson, could you elaborate on the role of patent drawings in the patent examination process?
Certainly, patent drawings are used as visual assistants by patent examiners during the examination process. They help examiners better grasp the invention and assess its uniqueness, non-obviousness, and utility. Clear and well-executed drawings can greatly increase the likelihood of a patent application getting approved. On the other hand, badly drawn drawings or drawings that do not accurately portray the invention may result in patent office objections or rejections.
Thank you for clarifying that, Dr. Johnson. Now, what recommendations would you provide our listeners that are considering filing utility patents in terms of patent drawings?
My advice is to focus on the quality of patent drawings alongside the idea itself. Invest time and resources in working with professional patent illustrators who understand patent drawings and the patent office's needs. Clear and accurate drawings can improve a patent application and give it a competitive advantage in the marketplace. Additionally, don't be afraid to seek advice from patent professionals who can provide useful insights and support throughout the patent application process.
Wise words, Dr. Johnson. Before we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners regarding utility patent drawings?
I would emphasize the importance of collaboration between inventors, patent attorneys, and patent illustrators. By working together as a team, you can ensure that your patent drawings accurately represent your invention and comply with the requirements of the patent office. Remember, the goal is not just to obtain a patent, but to protect and commercialize your invention effectively.
Thank you for that valuable insight, Dr. Johnson. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for today's episode. I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to Dr. Michael Johnson for sharing his expertise with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the Invention IP podcast for more discussions on intellectual property and innovation. Until next time, stay curious and keep inventing.